Today's message is entitled, What Are You Expecting? What are you expecting? We understand that when a mother is carrying a child, one way that they say that they are pregnant is they say, you know what, I am expecting, or she is expecting, okay? So today's message is entitled, What Are You Expecting? The qualification for being a mother is one who has birthed a child into this world. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20 says this, And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. But before there was Eve, there was just Adam. And everything was inside of Adam to populate the entire earth. Although Eve was not there yet, although Eve had not been pulled from the side of his rib, there was still everything inside of Adam to populate the earth. Okay? But in order for it to happen, he needed a woman, okay? Another person, another human that would have a womb, okay? Woman, all right? So that was very important that in order for them to be fruitful and multiply, there had to be a man and a woman. We understand that God caused a deep sleep to come over Adam, and God pulled woman from the side, and she was made, and they were truly one flesh. Eve came from Adam. They were truly one flesh. And that's what God says that marriages are supposed to be right now. We're supposed to be one flesh. And that means that we have to submit to each other, love each other, all those things that make a marriage work and make a marriage fruitful and prosperous is that we become of one flesh. Amen? So, there was a blessing decreed over Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1, if you want to turn there for me. Genesis chapter 1, there was a blessing, okay? First came the blessing. Can you say this with me? First came the blessing. Okay, the blessing was an enablement over Adam and Eve to produce something, okay? It was saying, listen, I am blessing you, and when God blesses you, nobody can mess that up except you. When God pronounces a blessing over you, speaks a word over you, nobody can mess that up except ourselves, okay? So there was a blessing pronounced over Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 27, it says, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, I love when God says something. And that's why I love the word of God so much, because my life is a product of the word of God. I just flat out believe him. When God says something, I'm going to believe him, and then I'm going to be a recipient of the word that he has said. Okay? If God says that I am the head and not the tail, that is my expectation. That is my expectation. When God speaks a word, that's what I am desiring and that's what I am believing, okay? So today's message is this, saints of God. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? Some of you have been carrying something longer than you're overdue on a miracle. You're overdue on being pulled up out of a situation that you're in. You're overdue on promotion, okay? What are you expecting? Because listen, we're either going to be carrying around the word of God, a good word that he has given us, or we're going to be carrying the seed of the enemy, which is a lie. Okay, but it's all words that impregnate us. Words create. Before there was anything in this world, God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. God created things with his mouth. Words create things, okay? So here is God speaking over Adam and Eve saying, Be fruitful and multiply. You have the ability to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So they were given the ability to reproduce and replenish and fill the earth. Not replenish. Noah and his wife replenished. Okay, but they're filling the earth. So natural birth. Genesis 4:1, the first natural birth. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Why was she able to conceive? Of course, we know that Adam and Eve had to be intimate first. But before even that, there was a blessing. There was a commanded word of God that says this. I want you to be fruitful and to multiply. If we can just get this, that when God says something, that if we receive it, then we can also do it and perform it. So the reason that Adam and Eve were able to have a child was not just because they were intimate. That was secondly. First, there had to be a blessing, a release from God's mouth that says, you can do this. They believed it. They knew each other. And then Cain was born. Okay? So that's the natural birth, all right? Now here comes another blessing, okay? And this is the part of the word that I am excited about. It's the supernatural birth, okay? Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26, okay? And we're going to be reading about a very famous mother in the Bible whose name was Mary, okay? Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. For years, that verse didn't mean anything to me until this morning. Okay? Listen, just as God told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply, they did it, and then Cain was produced. Now God is sending his word to Mary. He's skipping the man, okay? Skipping the man, sending his word to Mary, okay? God's word is fruitful. When God speaks, it always happens. So here is God speaking to Mary through Gabriel, okay? So the word came from heaven. God had a plan, and that plan was Jesus Christ, okay? And now it was time for Jesus Christ to come to the earth, God's plan. But first, God needed a womb. He needed a woman, okay? Jesus needed a mommy. How important is your job as mothers to know that even Jesus needed one of you? Jesus needed a mother to get here, okay? So here's the word of God coming to who? Verse 27 says to who it was? To a virgin. Oh, if we would just have virgin faith. If we would just have clean faith that says, you know what? I am not going to be tainted by disbelief. I am just going to keep myself clean for the word of God so that whatever I read and whatever I believe that God says, I am going to give birth to that thing. That's why Mary is so crucial to learn about this morning. So, to a virgin, verse 27, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, okay, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was what? Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. Say this with me. I am highly favored. The reason you are all so highly favored this morning is because you are the sons and daughters of God, and you are sitting in the house of God, and you are hearing the word of God. So Mary was blessed because the angel of God came to her and said, Oh, you are so blessed and highly favored. He didn't even say what was about to happen yet. He was just excited to see her and say, Oh, I've got some news for you. And that's what excites a pastor. Oh, if you could just bring yourselves to this place and say, I'm going to hear a word this morning, and I'm going to believe by faith that what is ever preached, that I am going to receive it into myself, and it's going to produce life in me. That is how we are to receive the word of God, to believe, okay? So, verse 28, and the angel came again and said to her, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Mary didn't know. She was just a young girl. And here's an angel that appears before her with a message from God. I just wish that we could all treat the word of God this way. Treat the word of God this special. Hold it this dear to our hearts, just as Mary did, okay? So here is the supernatural birth in verse 31. Here he is declaring the word of God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, with that natural mind, with that young mind, okay, how shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. I've never been with a man. How am I going to be pregnant? You see, God skipped the man and went straight to the womb. He needed a womb. He didn't need man's permission to perform a miracle. He didn't need the agreement of man. He didn't need to run it by Joseph at all. He went straight to the womb. And that's where we've got to be. We've got to say, Lord, whatever it is that you desire to do in me, Lord, I want you to do that thing. I just want to agree with what you are saying and what your desire is. Okay? Verse 35. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. No man needed. This is going to be God's Son. So many of us are dependent on men and other women when it relates to our blessings. We've got our hand out to other people. We're looking to man. God doesn't want us to look for man, to man for promotion or for blessings or anything. He wants us to look straight to him. He is the Father. The Word of God says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights above. Amen. So stop looking around this way for our blessings. All people can do is break your heart. All people can do is let you down. How many time after time after time do we do it, okay? So we need to be like Mary, be like God, and let things happen to us supernaturally and by faith. Verse 36, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. That is the moment that she became impregnated, okay? God had a plan and a purpose for this earth named Jesus Christ, but he needed a womb or a woman to fulfill that plan. Mary was chosen over all the living women at the time, okay? A virgin. He knew that she would agree to this thing, this monumental thing when he came to her. So here we have the word of God coming to a woman, a person. She believes and says, you know what? Okay. Be it unto me let me get it right. Be it unto me according to thy word. And at that moment, she became impregnated with the Son of God. If you don't believe that, then everything hinges on that. The virgin birth, everything hinges on that. We've got to believe that. God doesn't need a man to do anything. God can skip the natural process. See, in Genesis, the earth was replenished by Adam and Eve, but we know that Adam and Eve fell into sin, correctly? So every child that Adam had was born into sin. And everybody born after that was born into sin because sin was now in the bloodline. Every man was guilty of sin. So every child that was born into sin. So God had to skip man. Jesus couldn't come through Joseph. Jesus had to come through the Holy Spirit. So he went straight to Mary and said, Mary, God has chosen you. You are blessed and highly favored. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this. In the beginning was the Word. Okay? Capital W. So that is talking about someone's name. Okay? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who was the Word? Jesus. Jesus is the word that John is making reference to in John chapter 1. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God, but they called him the Word at that time, okay? So, here comes Gabriel carrying Jesus, basically, okay? Carrying a word to Mary, saying, Mary, God is going to come upon you, and you're going to have a son named Jesus. You're about to have the Word. But before the Word was ever birthed, the Word had to be received and believed by the one it was being given to. Okay? It's the same thing for us today. It's the same way that we reproduce the things that God has said. We first have to believe that it is true, and then we will see it occur. Amen? Isaiah 55 and 10 tells us why. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherewith I sent it. Amen. How many believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Okay. But before Jesus Christ could ever die on the cross for your sins, he had to be born. And before he could ever be born, he had to come inside of a woman. Okay. So God sent Gabriel with a word saying, Mary, you have been chosen. Mary received the word by faith and became expectant. Okay. That is the same way that we are blessed. Do you want answers? Do you know why our prayers aren't always answered, okay? Because we are carrying around an expectation. We are carrying around an expectation, okay? The Bible talks over and over and over again about fear not, only believe, okay? The condition for us to give birth to what God is saying to us is believe, expectant. A woman, see, now there's new technology. How many of the women here today, when it was time for you to have a child, you could not see inside the belly. What's that called? An ultrasound. How many of you did not have an ultrasound? Anyone? Few? Okay. Now there's technology where you can see, okay, the baby. But before, they didn't know what they were having for the most part until they had it. All right. Now, listen, technology has robbed us of a surprise. Okay. Robbed us of a surprise, all right? And my last child, we did not peek on Dominic, okay? I thought it was a girl the whole time. I had girl dreams and all that. So they pulled the baby out and said, it's a boy. It's a what? It's a boy, okay? Now listen. What are you carrying? Listen, some of you are carrying so much pain and so much hurt because that's your expectation. This bad thing happened to me, and now I'm hurt, and now I'm injured, and this is my expectation every day. I've got this hurt, okay? You're going to give birth to whatever you believe. You're going to give birth to whatever words that you believe, amen? So, John 1:14 says this, and the Word was made flesh. Wow. And the Word was made flesh. Wow. Listen, Gabriel had a word to give Mary from God. All right? And John 1:14 now says, and the Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ was born. Amen? He was given flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The Word needed a womb, a heart to believe that he who spoke the Word was also faithful to perform it. Everyone put your hands on your heart, please. Hands on your heart, men and women. Listen, we all have a womb, and it's right here. It's what we believe in our hearts. You will give birth to whatever you believe in your heart. Say this with me, Lord. So be it to me according to your word. Not my own, and no lies that have ever been told to me. In Jesus' name. Because when it gets to your heart, oh my, it's so important that we guard what's in our heart. Because doesn't the Bible say that our heart, out of our heart flow the issues of life? It's so important that we be careful what we carry around and what we believe. Now, we know that the seed of the word of God was Jesus. In Genesis 3:15, it says this, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel." That was way back in Genesis, when God was cursing the devil, and he was saying, listen, there's always going to be conflict between you and the children of this woman, but one of these seed is going to bruise your head, and you are going to bruise his heel. The seed of God's word on the inside of us should keep us continually bruising his head. When the word of God is alive in us, the devil should always be under our feet because of the word of God, because of what God has said. We all said we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. But before Jesus could ever die on the cross, he had to be born. Before he was ever born, there had to be an announcement to Mary. She agreed with the word and she gave birth to Jesus Christ. Listen, your power comes from agreeing with the word of God. Your power comes from giving birth to what you believe that God has said. And as long as you do that, the same thing that he pronounced over the seed of Mary, it shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel, will happen to us. Because Luke 10:19 says this, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread or walk on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." If you will believe that in your heart, I promise you that you will have victory after victory after victory over the enemy. The only time the enemy is able to wreak havoc in our lives, it's dependent upon what the expectation that we're carrying. Some of us, anytime we hear even a meow, take off running. And the Bible says that he is as a roaring lion, but he is not a roaring lion. He is only a roaring lion to those who are fearful. So why does God say over 300 times in the Bible, be not afraid? Fear not, fear not, fear not. Because he doesn't want fear in our heart. Because fear causes us to be paralyzed. And when you are paralyzed, anybody can do anything to you that they want. We must keep the word of God in our heart because he said that we have power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So this morning, this Mother's Day, ladies and gentlemen, if you are absolutely tired of the devil wreaking havoc in your life, it is time to take the word of God. Take the word of God, the same word that brought Jesus to earth. Hide it in your heart. What did David say? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. If you will believe the word of God, it will produce victory in your life. Amen. Luke 1:34 says this. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? See, look, we won't always know how God is going to perform what he's promised. And that's our problem. We can't figure it out. Or here's another problem. We're so in and out of the church. We're so in and out of our faith that we want to blame God for him not answering our prayer long enough. But did you know that you could abort your promises? You can abort your blessings? How do we do that? With our mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. When I was going through my kidney failure and I had no energy and no strength, and I'd have to sit down on the toilet to brush my teeth. I was that weak, okay? A dying man, okay? In my mind, sometimes I would think to myself, I am so sick. I am so weak. But out of my mouth, I would say, but God gives me strength. But I am strong. You see, listen, you're not always going to know, and it's not important for you to always know how God is going to do it, how God is going to perform the miracles in your life, okay? You just must believe with all your heart that the one that says that he can do it will do it. Amen? Thank you, all three of you that believe that. Luke 1:38 says this, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me according to thy word. The reason that many of us are so blessed has nothing to do with our education. Listen, I'm a college dropout. I've never been to Bible college. None of those things. I don't have a good resume. Okay, my earthly resume is lacking greatly, okay? I've been arrested, I've had a DUI, and yet I'm still a police officer. See, I've got a bad resume naturally. It's ugly, okay? There's a lot of things I could tell you that you'd say, well, why are you even a pastor, okay? The resume is ugly, okay? But listen, I have declared that, you know what? Instead of agreeing with what I was trying to do and what the enemy tried to make me be and become, I'm not going to agree with that anymore. I'm going to be born again. Thank God. Thank God that we can be born again. And the way that we are born again is by faith. If any man confess with his mouth and believe in his heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the resurrected Son of God, then he what? Shall be saved. Believe in your heart and confess in your mouth. So listen, I can tell you, if you are depressed, if you are beaten down, if you are walking a life of shame and loss, all we got to look at, okay? I don't need to take your blood pressure. I don't need to take your blood sugar. All I got to say is this. What are you believing in your heart? And what are you saying? What are you believing in your heart? And what are you saying? Amen. How many women, by a show of hands, how many women in here were told that you could not have a child, but yet you still had a child? Raise your hand. Anyone? Raise it high. That's a good thing. Stand to your feet, actually. Stand up if you were ever told that you could not have children, but you still had them. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. One way back there. Are you standing? One right here. One right here. One right here. One right here. Are you just standing because you're standing? All right. Now listen. Have a seat, please. Now listen. If they would have took that doctor's report, and said, you know what? I believe what this man has said. They said that we can't have babies. Let's just stop trying. Let's just forget it. Okay? But they didn't believe that report. Whose report are you going to believe? What are you carrying in your heart? You see? And this is my uncle here. This is my uncle. He's prayed for many women that could not have children, and they've had children. You know something that he would tell them to do? I want you to start going to the store and buying baby clothes. Go to the store and start buying baby clothes. And people might look at them like, why are you doing that? The doctor said you couldn't have child. Because I believe in my heart. I have an expectation that I'm going to believe the report of God and not the report of man. We are all carrying something. Listen, we are all carrying something. Some of you have an identity crisis. You don't love yourself because of things that have happened to you, and you're carrying that weight. I'm just a nobody. Nobody loves me. And you're confessing it with your mouth, and you're believing it with your heart, and the result of it is depression, and you're far below where God is calling you to be as queens. Say this with me. I am, just the women. I don't want any men. I am a queen of the Most High God. I am not what the devil said about me. I am not what happened to me. So be it, Lord, according to your word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, mothers, you got to get it right. Women, you got to get it right. Because men are slow to believe sometimes. You got to get it right for us. Even the Word of God says that a saved woman can lead her unrighteous husband to the Lord. Women, you got to get it right. You got to get it right. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope in your God. Trust him. Even when your natural father wasn't good to you, even when your natural father didn't love you and appreciate you, even when your natural father abandoned you, you must realize that you have a heavenly father that loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You are loved. And you've got to get it right. You see, God chose a woman to bring Jesus Christ to this earth. You are highly favored and you are blessed. And the devil attacks you all the time by what he shows you. It started with Eve. He showed her the fruit in the garden. And she saw with her eyes that it appeared to be good. And she took it. The enemy is always after what you can see. And that's why many of you don't even like looking in the mirror. Because the enemy has lied to you and told you that you weren't pretty and you weren't beautiful and you don't measure up. But it's a lie. The devil is the father of lies. And you must begin to receive what God has said about you. That's exactly what Mary did. I don't understand how I'm going to have a child without being knowing a man, but Lord, so be it unto me. Oh, if you would just listen, women, you're carrying around some things that you just need to abort. You're carrying some thoughts around in your heart and your mind that you just need to abort. You need to say, I am not those things. I am not what happened to me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am somebody. I am smart. I am rich. I am the head and I am not the tail. You see, you are very fertile. Women, you are very fertile. Regardless of if you had a baby or not, that's why God came to Mary. Because he knew that she was fertile in faith. Just look all throughout the Bible at all the women that God has come to and used who just believed God. The woman that had the issue of blood, okay? She had went to men and spent all her money because those were the doctors at the time. She went to this man and this man and this man and this man. But she had some fertile faith. Say this with me, fertile faith. You've got to have some fertile faith to just believe, okay? So that's why it's very important that you're very careful about who you entertain and who you are around. Because men will take advantage of you and they will say things in your ear and they know that you're fertile and they know that you will believe what they say. So be very careful about the man that whispers in your ear. Don't let anybody that close. Only give birth just like Mary. Only give birth to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and reject everything else. Thank you, Jesus. So very important. So very important that we only give birth to what God is saying, amen, because the devil is a liar, okay? Now listen, God plants the good word, the truth, into our hearts. But the devil comes along and plants lies into our minds. He plants tares, amen? And the way that we carry, see, the way that we carry what the devil says to us, the lies that he says to us, is through worry. Worry is the womb of the lies that the devil has told us, and that is how we walk in fear, okay? So when you're worried, what you're carrying around, you're expecting something bad to happen. Worry is an expectation of something bad to happen. That's what worry is. So when you're worried, you're carrying around the seed of a lie of the devil. And that's what worry is. The devil says, well, you know what? You're going to lose your job or you've got cancer or you'll never get pregnant. And that's where all the worry comes from. I've allowed the devil to get into my mind and into my thoughts. And now I'm expecting this bad thing to happen. Reject worry. Worry is not of God, okay? The Word of God says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, okay? So if worry is the womb of a lie, then what is the womb of truth? The womb of truth is patience. Patience, hope, trust. That is where we carry the promises of God, okay? Here's what God says about me. Here's my hope. Here's my expectation. And I'm not going to let anybody around. You see, you ever seen a pregnant woman? The kids are crazily playing around her. Nope, nope, nope. Get back. You're playing too rough around. Mommy's carrying something. That's the same way we have to be in the supernatural. That's the same way we have to be in the spirit. You know what? I might not see the miracle yet. I might not understand how God's going to do it, but don't come around me with that negative talk. I don't need that negative talk. I am going to carry this thing full term. Listen, we must carry the promises of God full term. Just wait on the Lord. Wait. I don't care if it's been 9 months or 18 months or 27 months or whatever it might be. Wait on the Lord. Patience is what is going to give birth to the things that God has said. Amen? We must trust God and reject all the lies of the enemy. God is the Father of truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Eve feared she was missing something, and she birthed sin and destruction into this world because she went after that fruit. She thought she was missing something, but God had prepared an entire garden for them. But she thought she was missing something in fear and gave birth to that. Sarah feared that she was missing something because she couldn't give Abraham a child, okay? She had another idea, go into Hagar. But you know what she did instead? She birthed warring nations from inside of her, okay? Only give birth to those things that God has planted inside of you through his word, okay? Whatever you're carrying around in your heart, if you want to know the Father, the DNA test of what you believe is the word of God. Is it in the word of God? Is it in the word of God? Because if it's not, you don't have to carry it. You do not have to receive every thought the enemy tries to give you. You do not have to receive the divorce talk. You do not have to receive the job loss talk. You do not have to receive the death talk. Just be like Mary was. She didn't fully understand, just a little girl. She didn't fully understand how God was going to do it. She didn't even know a man yet. But she says, so be it unto me according to thy word. Can we stand to our feet at this time?